This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Parliament has passed the Appropriation Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion. Lok Sabha has already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. The bill seeks to authorise payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. She said, "Centre is giving over 57,381 crore rupees for Economic Stabilisation Fund." Finance Minister highlighted that India's economy stands at a position of strength today.
India's economy today stands at a position of strength. We are able to look after even unforeseen circumstances. Since COVID, India's macroeconomic performance has remained relatively strong and stable.
The finance minister said central government's capital outlay has increased 4.2 times from 2.63 lakh crores in 2017-18 to 12.20 lakh crores in 2026-27. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Narendra Modi government has initiated performance-based politics in the country instead of the politics of vote bank. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha this evening, Mr. Vaishnaw said the Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector. The Trinamool Congress TMC has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of the 294 constituencies. The three Darjeeling Hill seats have been left to its ally, the Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha, BGPM. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will once again contest from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has already fielded a leader of the opposition, Subhendu Adhikari. Trinamool Congress TMC has dropped 74 sitting MLAs. 135 sitting MLAs were retained in their current seats, while 15 were shifted to new constituencies. For Keralam Assembly elections, Congress Party has released a list of 55 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Keralam. Aam Aadmi Party has also released a list of 21 candidates for the assembly election of Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with the President of the United Arab Emirates UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders discussed the current situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he reiterated India's strong condemnation of all attacks on the UAE that have resulted in loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. He added that both sides agreed on the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The Indian Embassy in Doha said that Qatar Airways operated 5 flights to India today, carrying over 1,600 Indian nationals amid ongoing airspace restrictions in Qatar. The embassy said that the airline has also announced plans to expand connectivity from tomorrow with flights scheduled to 9 Indian destinations. According to an advisory issued by the embassy, Qatar's airspace remain largely closed with only restricted flight operations currently permitted. Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment has said that more than 11,000 senior citizens visited the Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. The special visit organized by the ministry was undertaken to provide senior citizens an opportunity to experience the beauty of the gardens and to promote their social participation and well-being. The ministry said that during the visit, the senior citizens explored various sections of Amrit Udyan, which is widely known for its beautifully landscaped lawns, vibrant seasonal flowers and unique horticultural designs. The Narcotics Control Bureau today observed its 41st Raising Day, marking over 4 decades of dedicated service in combating drug trafficking and substance abuse in the country. To commemorate the day, nationwide youth mobilization programs for a drug-free India were organized at around 40 places, including Delhi, Lucknow, Jodhpur, Raipur, and Chhattisgarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.